All right, tell me yours now.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to go on to my story now. This is the story of Ricardo Richardson.
Okie dokie.
Now, Ricardo Richardson and his friend Mike Desiderio, they were two part-time homeless teen boys living in Queens, which basically means they squat, they stay with friends.
Oh, okay.
You know, stuff like that. The two were squatting with a group of other young teenagers in a house on Maspeth Avenue in Queens. Ricardo and Mike were out on the night of June 12th, 2004. They had a wild night of what I can only assume was some weird, wild Queens homeless teen-based rave.
Yeah.
I joke, but I genuinely have been to raves like that in Cambridge. It's in an abandoned warehouse, and it's like the opening scene of Blade.
You're literally so cool, I can't deal with it.
Like, I'm not going to say which warehouse it was that all the filthy, disgusting raving was going on.
I know which one it was. You pointed it out to me once.
Yeah, but like, if you're from Cambridge, you know which one it is.
Unless you're a nerd like me.
So, they arrived home very early the next morning and decided it was time for a nice rest. And this is where shit got, like, really messed up.
Okay.
An extremely heated argument ensued about a pillow.
Oh.
A very heated argument about a pillow.
Oh.
And now, like, this story, on the face of it, is kind of insane. But I thought it'd be fun to do, like, a dramatic reading.
Yes,
so I'm
about
read this,
that.
I'm going to read this as if it were, an exciting, crazy,
like,
dramatic.
You're the narrator for
yeah,
a true crime show.
Okay, here we go. Descend into the role. Mike was exhausted. The long night of raving had made the inside of his head feeling like it was spinning faster than a ballerina trapped in a washing machine. He had danced and 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 danced until, not unlike this sentence, the word lost its meaning. He finally arrived back to his squat. Finally. He walked through the doors, and there on the floor was his trusty pillow. Ah, pillow. Its soft, supple curves drifted ever so gently across Mike's coarse, world-weary cheek. As the gentle fabric slithered round to the side of his head, cradling him as though it were the loving family he yearned for, Mike felt a single tear dance its way down his face, blazing a crystal trail which glimmered and sparkled in the morning sun, which was fighting its way through the shabby curtains. But even the intrusive sun could not tempt Mike away from this moment of pure, unmediated bliss, for he had, holding in his hand as it held him, his pillow. Suddenly, Ricardo was above him, and as quickly as he appeared, he swiped the pillow out from under Mike's head. Mike felt as though he had just had a child torn from him, and he began to yell at Ricardo. Ricardo did not have to be persuaded to respond with anger, and he began yelling also. Mike snatched the pillow back, but was weak. He had tired his hands out from making finger guns and clutching glow sticks. The night got heated. Suddenly, as if from nowhere, Ricardo revealed a long slice of reflective steel. He was holding a samurai sword. Yeah, I'm still going.
Oh, okay.
He was holding a samurai sword. Okay, back into the role.
Do it.
Ricardo brought the blade down on Mike repeatedly, over and over. He has spent days infusing his psyche with powerful drugs, cocaine, and other concoctions to muddle the mind. Before he knew what he had done, Mike was dead. The pillow, soaked in blood, was forgotten about, perched on the floor, witnessing Ricardo fleeing the scene of his friend's body, never to cradle Mike's head again.
God! That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I was not expecting it to end that way. Fuck.
Yeah, I thought it would be better as a dramatic reading.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I hope so.